This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
One, two, one, two.
This is The Joe Gaither Show on BamaCentral.com.
Good morning, Tuscaloosa. Internet world, how we doing today? It's Tuesday on the Joe Gaither Show. I hope you guys are having a great day. Great start to your week. Whew. Happy June. I gotta load that sound, the Andrew Luck sound. Hey everybody, happy June.
Did you see Andrew Luck the other day doing his Civil War Andrew Luck
impression?
No. I don't know what it was for. It was some,
he loves reenacting.
Yeah, it was like Amazon thing, like they had the Thursday Night Football crew together for some sort of off season whatever, you know, show, something about, you know, whatever it was. But yes, Civil War Andrew Luck made an appearance, and they asked him, and he answered, you know, in the cadence that the Civil War era Andrew Luck tweets in. It was very funny.
Hey everybody, happy June. Yeah, that's an old inside joke between Mason and I, but it is June 3rd, and we are on the Joe Gaither Show. We're excited to be here on a Tuesday. We're excited you guys are here joining us in the Derek Daniels State Farm Studios. You can find us off McFarland Boulevard Monday through Friday, right past the Tiger Rock on the left. Derek Daniel is upstairs waiting to take your phone call, 205-758-3391, for all your insurance needs. Like a good neighbor, Derek Daniel is there. Go check him out today. We're going to have a lot of fun today on a Tuesday. We went 2 hours yesterday talking baseball, talking Theo and Hunter wanted to talk NBA Finals, so I got out of the way and let them talk about the Thunder and Pacers a little bit. So we talked all kinds of things. We talked 89 day. You know, there's no 89. There's nobody wearing 89 on Alabama's roster this year. I said we lost the ancient text. No wide receiver wants 89. Come on, Jalen Hale, get a little swapsies, get a little reinvention of your life, you know, reinvention of your career. That seems perfectly tailor-made for you, Jalen Hale.
I feel like we've got to be getting close to, you know, where it starts to shift back a little bit. Like we've had a long time of the, you know, 20s and under for wide receivers and things. Somebody, some, you know, big time five star, some, you know, whatever, whoever it's going to be is going to be the first guy that comes out and is like, you know what, give me 82.
Sidarian Morgan.
That's what we need.
Booby Feaster.
It looks good. Like people don't give it enough. Like, man, the 80s look good on a receiver. Cowboys do it right.
So nobody on the roster, not even a defensive lineman wearing 89, no tight end wearing 89. You got Isaiah Funga and Jay Lindsey both rocking 88. Welcome to 88 days away from Alabama kickoff. We can talk about a little bit. I've got a bunch of little tiny topics to get into. And then at 8:30, we're going to be joined by the Alpha Alexander Lincoln. I think there's going to be a few more matches being announced on the Joe Gaither Show for Anniversary 7. New Era Wrestling, Anniversary 7 on Saturday. You can find them in Jasper, Alabama. Promo codes is live. You can find it. The link on Eventbrite. We'll tweet all that as well. The promo code is JOEG25. You get 25% off your tickets. Go see Anniversary 7 on Saturday. We will hear from the Alpha Alexander Lincoln in about 25-30 minutes or so. With all that, what direction should we start? Do we start with 88? You triggered me right off the bat right before we started with recruiting. Who was the kid that didn't show up? It's committed to USC, and I want to tie it into Kirby Smart.
Yes, as I understand, I guess it's possible he did, and just no one's posted about it or anything. But as I understand it, I think he's a five-star tight end, Mark Bowman, who was going to be here this past weekend, and as one of the, you know, over a dozen players on campus for an official visit, but he ended up committing to USC. I think it was 2 weeks ago now, and I think he just canceled the rest of his official visits. And right before we get on to start recording, I'm scrolling Twitter and seeing, you know, I don't know who this guy is. Now, he is aggregating this from what sounded like a reputable reporter. So take it as you will, probably with a grain of salt. But regardless, Mark Bowman could be getting that Bryce Underwood money, maybe.
Big old NIL deal to go to USC. And made me think of a friend the other day. We were talking recruiting. We were talking money. And this is a Georgia fan. And he says, man, I don't think Kirby's doing a good job. I said, what? I don't think Kirby's doing a good job. Georgia falling behind in recruiting. And I said, in the class of 25? What are you talking about? Class of 25 or 26 or what? And he said, oh, the 26 class. I said, brother, my friend, I think the 26 class is like barely even started. I didn't even look at what you're looking at. I don't know. Where are they in the rankings? 2, 3, 4, 5?
6.
Okay, yeah,
perfect. 11 commitments already. Alabama has 5 commits, just for reference here.
All right. I didn't even look at that because basically I told him, it's all right, buddy. Last week was the first week of official visits. Like, it's fine.
Also, like, you've already got your crown jewel of the class, that's Jared Curtis.
He's like, oh, we got the good quarterback, but I don't really feel that good about the rest of it. And I'm like, okay, crazy. But, yeah, recruiting will go all the way to December. And this takes me all the way. I said, Kirby Smart, you know, doesn't want to pay $20,000 for a commitment. Doesn't want to pay $20,000 for a commitment and $20,000 for every month after that to keep them committed. Do you believe Kirby's line?
To an extent, yeah. I certainly do. You know, I don't think every player in the country is demanding those kinds of things or even asking for those kinds of things. But I think there are a certain select number of players who are garnering those kinds of discussions.
Wild.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wild. I think if I were a coach, I don't know, how good do you have to be to pay for a commitment? How good do you have to be? Because here's the deal. You think right off the bat, if I'm paying for a commitment, you don't really love me. You don't really want to be here. And maybe he doesn't. Maybe that player doesn't really want to be anywhere. He just wants to be where the money is. And even more, I'm not chasing you. Exactly. Like, you don't want to be with me. I'm not going to, you know, jack up the incentives to make you want to be with me. Do you love football enough? Do you love my school enough? Maybe this is super caveman and super boomer, but like, I'm not paying for anybody's commitment. Now I'll pay you once you get on campus. I'll pay you once you sign, or once you put your, cause how, where's the insurance? Where's the, hey Mason, I'm going to pay you $20,000 for your commitment. I know signing day is not till December. I'll pay you $20,000 every month. So that's next 5 months. That's $100,000. But December, what, 20, mm-hmm. December 16th, 21, whatever the date is, you better be signing with me. Do I get that $100,000 back if you end up going to signing with the other podcast?
That's what I was going to say. I have seen reports that that's what a lot of schools are doing, is asking for that money back from these kids.
You should. But
they're not getting it back. Like, that money's gone.
Exactly. Like, these, if the kids are in charge of the money's spent. If the parents are in charge of the money, you never know. Maybe it's in a trust. Maybe it's, you never know. But it just sounds like stupid business.
I think that's on the schools.
Yes.
Kitchen, I'm not giving that money back. You gave it to me. That's on you. The school is the one that paid somebody out without any written contract. That's on the school. They're the ones that paid somebody out on the basis of, you'll sign in December, right? That's on them. If they want to get mad about losing their money, they got no one else to blame but themselves. I think it's... I guess you're going to go ask for it back, but these kids have zero obligation to return any bit of that money that these schools have given them.
Yeah, I don't see how they can get, like, what the contract is, like, because you can't get them in a contract before they sign.
It's all, like, just spoken, I would imagine.
Handshake deals.
Yeah. That means nothing to a 17-year-old.
The handshake used to mean something the first few years of my life, but as I got older, the handshake has, I have noticed, I was born in 89. When did the handshake deal lose its value? 96, 97, 98?
I think the handshake deals specifically in college football too have, and now that everything, or not everything, but now that most of it's above board, they've really kind of taken a backseat as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely absurd. Like, I think I would rather just fall behind in recruiting.
Yeah, I think you made the best point. It's just like, what that says about that player, you know, his like personality, his love for the game. Like, I mean, we talked about it around draft time. Wasn't this year the first year that like either scouts or during the scouting process, during the meeting process, they were like actually trying to determine a player's love for football and asking them like specifically aimed questions to try to get, you know, a profile on them in that sense? That's not going to bode well for your future in the NFL if teams do not think that you love football. Not many teams are going to take a chance on you if they don't think that you love the game. You have to love that. You have to love football to go play it at that level. You know, you can probably get by in high school and college, sure, especially if you are that kind of, if you are that good. But once the rubber meets the road in the NFL, like, you're not going to make it anymore.
Wild. Wild what we're doing in college sports. All right. So
that Georgia is fine on recruiting, by the way. Like, I'm looking at this class. This class is already strong.
Well, I'm not always sure about this friend's intelligence.
They could use a receiver, don't get me wrong. But I think, unfortunately for Alabama, I do think
Feaster.
I think they had a pretty good weekend with Sadarian Morgan. He was in Athens this past weekend. Booby Feaster was here this weekend.
Oh, is the other one. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Which Ryan Williams and Keelan Russell doing a little recruiting for Alabama, I think.
Oh,
in the pictures with Booby Feaster.
What do you think about those photos you saw?
They were sweet. The background? They did a good job. I think I've seen a lot of schools kind of doing that now, where they set up, really know how to describe it, like a
their scenes vintage or whatever.
Scene kind of feel for this, you know, photo booth almost. And it's usually like an old plaid couch and some old, you know, Sports Illustrated magazines or, you know, an old phone.
They
or
put them in
like
the Bear Bryant, the Bear Bryant office.
Yeah. And I thought it looked really cool. You know, I saw between the schools that we were covering, I think two of the four did. Boston College also had a really cool one with all their stuff in the background, you know. Vanderbilt did their thing with the guitar, and then I think Missouri actually had a really cool one. It was set up like ESPN magazine, so you had like a, you know, a frame in front of you that you stood behind, and made you look like a cover athlete. It was pretty sweet.
I don't want to hear it, Missouri, until you're putting the tiger in the
yeah, that's what they need. Did the kids at LSU grab, you know, hold the tiger by the leash and just take pictures with it? They got to. I'm not committing to LSU if I don't get to ride in a Lambo with a tiger in the passenger seat.
Right next to us. Yeah. We love it. So recruiting weekend, huge weekend. Follow it at BamaCentral.com. Mason wrote a lot about it over the weekend across all of our sites. Alabama Crimson Tide, Vanderbilt, Boston College, Missouri. You can find all kinds of recruiting news if you follow MAWoods_ on the Twitter machine.
No commitments thus far, but we're getting there.
Yeah, so under on the 1.5. Sorry. Whoops.
I think a lot of the big names that were here this weekend have already locked in their dates for whether, you know, later June or early July. So we'll be seeing those a little bit later on.
Happy June. I always think about when I just hear that. Hey, everybody, happy June.
As much as I hate the Indianapolis Colts, I do miss Andrew Luck. Every time I think about him, I just miss watching him and seeing him play on Sundays.
What a quarterback.
Yeah, man. No one like him. Unbelievably good. It's the grittiest player I've maybe ever seen in the NFL. Like
ever is high. Ever, but I was going to say, he's up there in probably my top five quarterbacks, that in my opinion. Just the way, cerebral. And, oh, I can make every throw too, but you're not going to trick me.
Sure.
Love it.
He was awesome. Yeah, he terrorized me as a Titans fan for a good stretch there.
Speaking of terrorizing, did you watch Tennessee last night?
Saw something about it.
Oh, gosh. The Tennessee Volunteers are one of four SEC schools that have survived the weekend.
They're going to win another national title.
No.
Okay.
No. Not a chance.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
This team is not good enough.
That's all I need to know. It feels like they're getting a little juice about them, and I don't love that.
Well, they're now on the road to Arkansas, I think. Okay. I'm pretty sure that's their matchup, their next matchup. Let me find the Super matchup. NCAA Super Regional Baseball. Yeah,
bit of an altercation. Woo! Which is nothing new for the Tennessee baseball team,
boy.
I guess.
Yeah, so last night they're playing Wake Forest, and they end up winning. But the Wake Forest coach, do you know what month it is, Wake? Do you know what month it is, coach? Coach, 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 coach.
Bold strategy, coach.
Dang.
On day one.
Yes. Yes. He dropped the Justin Thomas slur.
Oh, I forgot about that one, too. That was a good one. Hot mic catches everything.
Tennessee baseball player is, if you didn't see it, karma was served in real time. And, like, I hate to be this way for Tennessee because
it was very satisfying to watch. watch, though.
Tennessee baseball player is juicing up the crowd, rah-rah in the crowd, you know, waving them up, getting them excited for his at-bat, and before he steps in the batter's box. And the TV camera cuts to the Wake Forest dugout, and it catches the coach saying bleep and bleep, describing the player in a very unkind fashion. Mm-hmm. And what happens? The player goes, boom, home run over the yard for him. So it was a drama filled night. The thing that I just saw was, are they going to fire the Wake Forest? And I'm not playing that game.
Yeah, firing. Come on, folks.
He dropped a slur under his breath to you know, in the dugout.
If it would be one thing if he had stepped out onto the field and yelled it and like directed it at the player, but
yeah,
like you said, he said it under his breath, and muttering, the TV camera happened to catch him.
It's a muttering like this guy.
This is a sit down with the AD. You have your face to face meeting, and you say, "Hey, man,
remember, we're on camera.
We can't do this. Do it again. We're gonna have some issues."
Right? Like you don't. But people, I mean. Just to let everybody know that I'm not the super Nancy Pansy, you know, social justice warrior. Like, come on, like let's not.
People are so quick to go after everybody's jobs nowadays.
The guy, if I were in the Wake dugout, I might have said the same. This guy, this
I would
turd.
Not have said it. I would have not had nice things to say about. Him. Tell you for sure.
Get this joker into the batter's box and let's keep the game going.
I might have given an actual reason to get fired. You know,
you lose the game, but let's calm down with the what? I can't believe got Wes Rucker, Tennessee Rider, who's I can't believe we're not talking about this anymore. I can't believe this isn't a bigger issue because it's June. Like, I know it's June, guys. I get it. Happy Pride, whatever. I get it. Don't say that word. Don't say those words.
I'd put a lot of money on if I go through and I analyze frame by frame every Tennessee game that's been televised this year. I'm going to find some pretty bad things that team has said.
You don't think Tony Vitello is using some colorful language?
I'm going to find some pretty bad things.
So Tennessee baseball takes him deep. And then my actual competitor, I love this, except for the fact that it was Tennessee. you're late in the game. You're late in the game. Batter steps out of the batter's box in a key moment. It's a 1-2 count. He's going to talk to his coach. And the Tennessee pitcher is just like stalking the mound. And you can see him go, "You're bleeped." Like, he didn't point at him, but he's
in his eyes.
He said, "You're bleeped." And looking at the batter, and yes, he was indeed. Because the batter steps right in, and it's 99 miles an hour right through the strike zone. And what does the pitch, the strikeout, inning over, the pitcher just like hops off the mound and goes right through the dugout, up the tunnel, out of the and good stuff. You didn't see him.
Go give the man his flowers. Isn't it so sad how all of that just disappears the moment you get to the MLB? All of that like fire and like, you know,
the passion,
talking back and forth, and any bit of fire, any bit of passion, any bit of.
Did you see the excitement? Florida State kid? You see the Florida State pitcher call the Mississippi State kid an inbred? The Florida State kid, the Florida State pitcher hits a strikeout on a Mississippi State guy in regionals, and he bleeps and bleeps and bleeps. You inbred bleeps and bleeps and bleeps. Dude, I don't know if he's even from Mississippi. Like, why are we even, like, come on.
You got the name on your shirt, buddy. all of this is just gone. MLB sucks the fun out of everything. This is why, like, college baseball is an infinitely better. And look, I was not plugged into college baseball this weekend like many people were. I saw mostly what came across my timeline, which was a decent amount. But it's just an infinitely better product than the MLB is. You know, I will actively skip any Major League Baseball content that I see. I will consume most college baseball content because it's just, I know it's going to be more exciting. I know there's going to be more passion. I know there's going to be more love for the game.
How about a charcoal grill in the outfield stands at Oxford last night?
That's amazing.
You see a home run, go into it, and I'm like, is that smoke coming out? The guy's grilling hot dogs in the outfield.
You just don't see that, you know. What was it? The most exciting like fan story we had was the lady that accidentally snuck a gun into the White Sox.
Ooh,
you remember that?
No, I don't.
She had it tucked underneath her stomach and did not realize.
Oh. So the SEC, 13 teams go in on Friday, 14 teams make it out. You've got.
Are we lucky that college baseball is not like a, you know, on the same level as football or basketball, so we don't have to listen to the next 6 months of the SEC is so overrated? Because I feel like it's going to be, no, we get it for a little bit and then it'll just blow right out.
Well, they take it from football and then they take it from basketball and then they take it from now. Since Oklahoma lost yesterday to Texas Tech in softball, they're going to take it from softball if Texas Tech can beat Texas. And no, it's just what the Danny Canales do. Sure. It's just what the talking heads do. And okay, maybe they're right. Maybe 13 teams was a little too much.
That is a tough scene.
You're down to Auburn, Tennessee, Arkansas, and LSU. And Tennessee and Arkansas are playing each other this weekend. Woo, pig suey.
What's it going to take for Alabama to get there?
That's what we spent 2 hours on yesterday.
Was there any consensus? I doubt there was. I imagine it's many things that it will take. Seems like from what I've seen this weekend, the hitting was a bigger issue.
Pitching was solid.
Okay,
I thought. Obviously, you blew the save at the bottom of the in the eighth inning, but largely the pitching was solid. You
couldn't buy a run.
Yeah, you had a horrible plate approach against Miami, swinging at everything that you saw, and then you did smack a few home runs against Southern Miss, but you couldn't get any sort of consistency. And then your best player, Justin LeBron, strikes out three times against Southern Miss. He's got men on first and second. He had men ducks on the pond in the eighth inning or in his at bat in the ninth inning and struck out. So
show you.
Terrible weekend for the SEC, but fun for the drama. Let's not fire anybody. Florida coach that I railed on yesterday, we're not firing him either. We're just slapping him on the wrist and saying, don't yell at people.
Things get heated. You know, it happens.
So, all right. We're going to shift gears here. We're going to shift gears because it's Anniversary 7. It's New Era Wrestling in Jasper, Alabama on Saturday. We did spend 2 hours on literally every topic that we could find yesterday. So we're going to shift gears to Saturday because we have the Alpha, Alexander Lincoln, waiting on us in the back end. And we want to talk wrestling with him. We want to talk about his opponent. He's going to be taking on a big-time opponent on Saturday. But really, I saw him on the social medias. Mason, what was it? Monday Night Nitro. They're having the first episode of Nitro was at a mall. I'm pretty sure was in some mall. The Alpha Alexander Lincoln was wrestling in Gadsden at the Gadsden Mall this weekend. And I want to know, just did he throw somebody through a Macy's window? They end up wrestling it through the Victoria's Secret? Just what's going on? I've never been to the Gadsden Mall, but you know, usually Great American Cookie Company in the mall. Did they have a cookie in between the match? So I'm excited to hear about that. I'm excited to hear about Anniversary 7 as well. Remember, you can get tickets on Eventbrite. The promo code is JOEG25. I've got 1, 2, 3 matches listed on my sheet right now for it. Oh, I need to add Action Mike Jackson's gonna be after it again.
Oh, I saw
the playmaker was talking all kinds of junk to the old man, and he's gonna get it. So I need to add that list. Need to add that list to my list of four. With that and with that intro, good morning. This is the Alpha Alexander Lincoln. Hello and welcome into the Joe Gaither Show. How are we doing? Are you recovered from your what? Did you fall down did you throw somebody down the escalator in the mall?
Yeah. Good morning, guys. Can y'all hear me okay? Yeah.
Sir.
Good deal. Yeah, thanks for having me again. I always like talking to you guys. I'll quickly tell you, I'll answer any questions you have about the mall, Gadsden Mall. That was on Friday, and that was Spartan Wrestling. And I just want to take a minute and give them a little shout out. So Spartan Wrestling had me come up on Friday. They had a show in the center of the mall. And I don't know about you guys, you know, I don't see a lot of indoor malls that I really care to frequent nowadays. Same. But I'll be honest with you, I was really surprised at the Gadsden Mall. It was a nice place, and it was very vibrant, and it was busy, and the stores were, you know, weren't a lot of vacant stores or anything like that. They did have the cookie store literally right there by us, so that was where I got my water right after I got done. So I was really impressed at a nice movie theater. I mean, so, if you're in that area, if you live in that area, you know this already, but if you happen to be going by there, it was a, a good place. They had a Chick-fil-A out front, so that was good for the ride home. So, but a little bit about Spartan Wrestling, that was a really good opportunity for them to showcase their talent and kind of what they do. But they're a little bit different than anything I've ever seen. They're a nonprofit organization, and so they all their shows. And if I'm saying this incorrectly, they can, you know, I guess come get me. But all their shows are completely free to attend. They'll accept your donations and they'll sell sponsorships, but they're totally free. They have a, and then also inside the mall, they have their own space that I think it used to be an old movie theater with just like a one screen theater. And so that's where they do their, monthly wrestling show. Yeah, no, it is. It was really cool. I was, like I said, I was really impressed, but you know, they do what they have to do to raise money to pay their bills and all that. And then any excess, they have I think it was three different organizations that they work with. And so their excess proceeds go to that. I know they work with the food bank and a couple other ministries. So it was a really neat, you know, I had not seen a setup like that, you know, because I got there and I was looking and I was like, so it's free. Like, so they just come in and sit down. That's what they do. So, but yes.
Yeah, in like theater seating?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah. I mean, it was, I was really impressed. It was a really cool setup. That was Saturday night when we were in that setting. And look, about 250 people in the building. So a great crowd. It's free. So you had a lot of young families, you know, families with young children and, you know, that kind of thing. So it was a really great experience. I wrestled on Friday night. On Friday at the mall, I was a triple threat match. Cabana Man Dan, who I would check out, and then Christian Valor, who was the Spartan Wrestling World Champion. And then Saturday night, I wrestled the Lord James Cicero, who was slightly less than honorable, but I respect him nonetheless. So, and I got out of there with our New Era Open Championship belt. So, it made it back home. It was a nice tune-up for this coming weekend. That was the main point of it, was to be on the road and get some reps in before our anniversary show on Saturday.
Anniversary on Saturday. The Alpha Alexander Lincoln's going to be taking on Dawson, the Dynasty Kimbrell, his old mentor. He's putting the Open Weight Championship on the line, the New Era Open Weight Championship on the line. How is the – I mean, perfect. You get the two warm-ups on Friday and on Saturday. How's the body feeling going into this Saturday, which is the main event for you guys?
Feeling good. I'm ready to rock and roll. I'll just be working out this week and staying loose, stretching. Dawson's younger than me, so he may not have to stretch and do some of the stuff that I have to do. But I'll be – when bell time comes, I'll be good to go.
Absolutely, and you can find it Jasper, Alabama. You can find it, tickets on Eventbrite. The promo code that we're using is JOG25. I've got four matches listed right here, and let's see what we can get excited about. I've got a strap match between Brandon Watley and Bubba Kegel. You heard Mr. 1985 last week talking about his strap match. We've got tag team titles on the line, Modern Day Kings and DNR. And then we saw, of course, Action Mike Jackson against the Playmaker. So big card on Saturday in Jasper, Alabama. Let's talk about Action Mike Jackson. What's it like to have such a legend in New Era Wrestling? And really, why can't we get the Playmaker to show a little respect to his elder?
Well, I think Wynn is... Well, yeah, so it's really great having Mike Jackson around because I, you know, I was really surprised at how many people knew, you know, basically Mike's famous, you know, like everybody knows who he is. He's a man of God. He is a total gentleman. And I think maybe 53 years or something he's been doing this. Well, that's a neat comment.
Yeah, my man Jonathan Jackson says, that's my uncle. Yeah. I hope he's serious.
I think I knew that, and I know that guy.
Okay, great.
So anyways, but it's great to be around Mike. Wynn is I try to sometimes cut through some of the all the words and give, you know, just kind of look at things the way they really are. You know, Wynn's not wrong when he said nobody's noticing him, nobody's talking about him. And I think he is, I think he has a, I think he's to blame for a lot of that. I will say this, you know, Wynn was trained in Orlando at Flatbacks by Sean Spears and Tyler Breeze. So he is, I think every time he gets in the ring, he gets a little bit more comfortable, and he's got the skill set to be dangerous. I'll just say that. So, you know, I give him credit for, you know, calling his shot with the legend. You know, if you were going to try to make an impact, anniversary show with a living legend is the way to do it. So I don't know if he can pull it off, but I understand why he's doing it. You just got to watch him, you know, check his boots and stuff, make sure he doesn't have anything hidden in there before that match.
Yeah, we were up there when we saw the two tangled up. We saw the playmaker put his foot on the ropes and put foot on the ropes to win, and the ref caught him, and then eventually ended up losing. So he's not real happy about that.
Right.
Mason, what do you think? What do you think of it? Watching my Jackson get after in the ring. What is he, 108?
It's incredible. It was amazing when we got to see him the last time we were there for the show. What was it, last month we were up there? I saw him kind of pre-show, and I thought, okay, awesome. You know, we'll get that dude. Looks like he's pretty important. Looks like a lot of people know who he is. You know, I'm sure we'll see a fun. And then, like, he blew my mind. I could not believe the moves he was actually able to pull off in there. The old school walking the ropes, like, it was insane. He really, really, really surprised me with how, like, impressive he was. He was one of my favorite parts of the night. I hope to see more of Action Jackson.
So the Alpha, we are getting excited for Anniversary 7, and we're getting ready for your match against the Dynasty, Dawson Kimbrell. But I want to turn our attention to who we had last week, Mr. 1985, Bubba Cagle. Has he talked to you about this strap match? Is he concerned about it? Have we had a strap match in New Era Wrestling? And really, goodness gracious, just the verbiage strap match makes my insides recoil, because I'm thinking about the few times where I deservedly was punished as a child. I don't want anything to do with the straps or anything like that. Straps, yes. And belts.
I think there's been one strap match at New Era. I'm not sure if Bubba has had one before. I'd be surprised if he hasn't. I know I've seen him. He's had several different kinds of interesting matches. I've seen him in a barbed wire match. I've seen him in cage matches. I've seen him in all kinds of, you know, painful things. And that dude he's a tough, rugged kind of a dude. So, he's built for it. I can tell you that. But Watley's not exactly a peach either. So I think they were both built for this, and this seems to be what it's going to take to get a resolution to it.
Oh man, just sounds brutal, and sounds like something that you are not going to want to be involved in, but definitely going to be wanting to watch. So make sure you check out New Era Wrestling Anniversary 7 this Saturday. Tickets are on Eventbrite. You can use promo code JOEG25 7:30 to get in the building. Really, really good time. You're going to be affordable food. You want to buy some action figures? That'll probably be hard for me to resist. And then you can watch some great wrestling as well, right there in Jasper, Alabama. Tell us about Damian Serotonin and what he's getting into. I know he's been in your business. I see him on the card already. I know you took care of him at the last show. What's he going to be up to this coming weekend?
Yeah, well, so Stone Phillips, I think you guys came into the picture a little bit after this, but it was late last year, November or December. Stone's dad, James Phillips, is one of the owners of New Era Wrestling. And he has just, you know, been through a lot personally, health-wise. And, you know, I won't advertise his personal business, but a lot going on. And Damian has just been the bully, man. You know, Damian has been, you know, just that guy, you know, bullying him, making fun of him, picking on him, beating up on him, just all
kicking him when he's down.
Kicking him when he's down, yeah. Stone is James's son. And, you know, he had kind of had enough and got involved. And I don't think really understood, you know, what he was getting involved in when he tried to get in there with Damian. And so, you know, really, Damian put his hands on him. I think it was in November, maybe December of last year. Anyways, Stone has been training and working. And, you know, Stone was originally trained by the Dragon, the Damian's current man, you know, and they had a match last December. And that was when Dragon betrayed Stone and aligned with Damian. And so this has been going on back and forth for a while. So, you know, Stone, to his credit, continued his training and now is going to get in the ring with Damian and try to, you know, try to put this away once and for all. So I'm there for Stone. I hope that he can finally, you know, I was able to finish Damian off last month. I hope Stone can do it. We can move on.
Will that be will that serve as a distraction for you before your championship match?
No, I don't think so. I'm not, you know, Stone's going to have a crowd there. He's going to be surrounded by friends and family and all that. So, and I'll have that conversation with him that, you know, you know, when you make that decision to sign the paper and to get in the ring, that, you know, that's different than getting jumped from behind or, you know, something like that, you know. So he signed his paper, so he's got to go do what he's got to do, and just like I am. So
we're hanging out with the Alpha, Alexander Lincoln, the Openweight New Era Champion. He's getting ready for Anniversary 7 this weekend up there, Jasper, Alabama. Just a short ride away if you're in Tuscaloosa, but really, really easy and accessible. There's nothing going on Saturday. Look, Alabama baseball is out. Mason, they could have been hosting a regional if they just took care of their business because Vanderbilt blew it. But no. No baseball, no college baseball in Tuscaloosa. You're going to go see it. New Era Anniversary 7. Look, watch Worlds Collide, record Money in the Bank, and go watch actual wrestling, real wrestling at a super affordable price. You can find tickets on Eventbrite. JoeG25 is your promo code. We'll be putting that out there a little bit more this week and getting excited for it. So we see the card. What is something that is the newcomers, the first-time fans, what is something that you want the first-time fans to notice when they step into Swan Gym?
Well, I want you to notice that I think that tag team match is going to be – the tag team title match is going to be really interesting. I think Ace and Cam are veterans, and they've been champions for a while. And they've got a little – you know, this little deal they've got going with DNR is – at its breaking point, I think. So that'll be a lot of fun. But, you know, honestly, I think you just said something I was going to say is that, you know, school's out, nothing going on this weekend. It's a family-friendly environment. Joe's got a promo code that he'll say again later that can save you some money. And for those that are in the Tuscaloosa, Northport-ish area, you know, it's an hour drive, you know, so just do it. I promise you'll have a good time. That's what we're about. You know, you can laugh at us. You can yell at us. You can cheer for us, whatever that is. Just feel something, have an emotion, and enjoy yourself. It'll be family friendly, entertainment. But you know, I would say, this main event is, you know, just to set the stage a little bit is, I think I told you a little bit, you know, when I arrived at New Era in 2019 to train, you know, Dawson, and I might mess some of this up a little bit, but he was just coming back into wrestling after taking some time off. And so as I was training, Dawson was becoming the guy, you know, the that was carrying the show. I'm pretty sure he's a two-time New Era champ. Maybe it's more. I'm not sure. He's a Resolution Rumble winner, but he was a ticket mover. That's for sure. You know, he was a fan favorite and people came to see him, and certainly not jealous of him at all, but that was just something that I aspired to try to get to. And I was concerned because of my later stage in life that may not be possible. But it did turn out that, you know, I got to have some success. And so, you know, anyways, I see this as kind of a rite of passage. You know, if you want to, like Flair says, if you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. the difference is I'm the man right now, you know, and that goes through me. And if I want to be a legitimate professional wrestling champion, then I've got to be able to defend my home turf. And that's the way I look at this. There are going to be many that, you know, say he's the favored son of Walker County. That's where he's born and raised. And I've been really blessed to have a lot of fans really support me. So I'm not really sure what to expect from a fan reaction standpoint. If everybody's going to revert back to Dawson, if it's going to stay the way it is, if it's going to be split. So I'm kind of curious. But once that bell rings, none of that will matter to me. It'll just be about winning. And so I'm looking forward to that opportunity and trying to, you know, it's not often we get to have two gentlemen, you know, have a competitive wrestling match. And I'm looking forward to that. I've had so many matches where I was hit with something in the back, you know, hit below the belt, with a chair, with a stick, with a chain, so many things. And so to not have to worry about that kind of stuff will be nice.
Yeah, you and Mr. 1985 tried to have a gentlemanly contest, a really great wrestling match, a couple of, and it was interrupted by the masked man. Is there any fear about the masked man showing back up and interrupting your match with the Dynasty? And if so, is there anything we put Mr. 1985 on? I mean, he's going to be recovering from a strap match. Goodness gracious, are we putting anybody on security watch for the masked man?
Well, I was told that it was going to be Mason. So is that not correct?
I mean, I can handle it. You know, I think I can try.
Well, one, you used a word that I wouldn't use. I'm not fear. I'm not scared of this person at all. You know, I certainly, it's my preference for him to not involve himself in my match. I do believe that they are trying to take some additional precautions, making sure that the appropriate doors are in secured and all this stuff. So that's something that, you know, you got to be able to flip a switch where you got to be aware of what's going on. But again, when the bell rings, if you're thinking about the masked man or you're thinking about, you know, other things, that's how you get beat. So I think New Era is taking the precautions, and hopefully maybe that was a fluke and maybe Dawson ran him off for good last week.
Very good. Hopefully so. Mason, you didn't tell me you were getting involved in the security business.
Hey, it's my calling. You know, unfortunately, I may have to step away from the podcast a little bit.
Wide bodied. I can see it.
I may have to get a few more days of the week.
We'll give you a spray bottle with water so you just
yeah, there we go.
Spray him away like a cat.
Have there been any advancements in finding out maybe the identity of this masked man?
Well, you're not the only one, so we hope that you know, he answers for his crimes soon enough.
As soon as you tackle him, as soon as you see him, and I know it's not kosher, but you gotta do it. Rip it right off his face.
Well, you know, I don't think that he has done the mask justice. I think some people you get to wear the mask and you do it justice, but he has done it a disservice.
Absolutely. So we will find out. Mason's going to be on security duty. New Era Wrestling Anniversary 7 on Saturday. You're going to be able to see the Alpha Alexander Lincoln take on Dawson the Dynasty Kimbrel for the Openweight New Era Championship. A bunch of great matches on the card. The Modern Day Kings against DNR for the tag team titles. A strap match between Brandon Watley and Mr. 1985 Bubba Cagle. And then you've got Damian Serotonin against Stone Phillips and Action Jackson against the Playmaker. So it's going to be a full card up there at Swan Gym. Make sure you get there 7:30 on Saturday. You can find tickets on Eventbrite. Use promo code JOEG25. Get yourself a little discount. Spend that discount on the concession stand. You'll be full because the prices are still so low. Get yourself some action figures for the shelves and or for the kids. That's what they're really for. I say they're for the shelves, for my shelf. But they're for the kids, really. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be a great time to up there in Jasper, Alabama.
Cool. And I just shared a link with you on the Messenger, and you check it out later. But I am going to be tomorrow morning. I want to make sure I get this right. WLJX 101.5 FM. That's in Walker County at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's a show called Live at 9, and James Phillips, one of the owners of New Era Wrestling, is actually the host of that show. So I'll be there with him. So if that's something you're interested in, check that out, WJOX101.5.com, and you can listen live. So we're looking forward to that. I think we're going to do like a giveaway. You know, we're going to do something fun for the show. So check it out.
Sweet. I just see this link, and there's a bunch of links in the website to where you can listen live. So if you're not in the area on the airwaves, you can check them out online, WJLX101.5. I'll share that link as well. The Alpha, I know you're about to get on with the rest of your day, so I want to leave you these last 3 minutes right here for you. If you want to lay the challenge down to the Dynasty, if you want to just invite the people out to watch a great match, just really, you got the floor to present New Era Wrestling.
Yeah, I don't have much else other than please, come support us. If you've been listening to this and you're a Bama sports fan, I hope the wrestling hasn't ran you off. I hope that maybe it's been interesting or it's been a little something different. But would really just encourage you to come give it a try. You can get tickets on Eventbrite. You can go to New Era Wrestling. It's New Era Wrestling - Alabama on Facebook, and there's plenty of posts there that have the Eventbrite link. I think Joe probably has it and will post it with his promo code at some point. But please come do it. Dawson, bring your A game. The Alpha has arrived, and it, you know, I'm not ashamed or scared to admit that, you know, New Era Wrestling is, you know, like Cody Rhodes has been saying, I'm QB1 there right now. You know, I'm the captain. And that doesn't mean I'll always be the captain, but right now I am. And that's, if you want it back, you know, you got to go through me. And if you're able to do that, I'll shake your hand. But, I'm not going to go easily. So I appreciate you guys. I'm going to send you another link, Joe, and that's at your discretion. But the, just another shout out to Spartan Wrestling in Gadsden. I don't know how many listeners you have in that area, but they've got a website that kind of shows their, what they're doing and their shows. And so I'll send that to you. And if you feel like maybe you can say something about them down the road, that'd be great. If not, I understand. I don't, know exactly how that works in your business, but it's been fun. I appreciate it. I'm sorry I can't stay longer. Got to go and handle something.
Absolutely. Got to go get ready for the weekend. Thank you so much for your time, and we will see you on Saturday.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Y'all have a good one.
Absolutely. That's the Alpha, Alexander Lincoln, joining us as he gets ready for a huge championship match, Anniversary 7, Jasper, Alabama, Swan Gym. You're going to have a loaded card. Loaded card, very affordable entertainment. I want to emphasize that. In a time where affordable entertainment is not easily accessible, I will emphasize New Era Wrestling is a great way to get the family involved, get the family out of the house, enjoy some live entertainment. And it is, the mat, when they're smacking on the mat, it's real.
So much louder than I ever thought it would have been. You know, seeing it on TV and things do not do it any amount of justice.
Oh, man. Mason, I've got like a football topic or two, but they could be saved for tomorrow. You got 88 days until kickoff, so why don't we just close with just a thought on Isaiah Funga and Jay Lindsey. Isaiah Funga, defensive lineman out of Central Phoenix City, really trying to crack into a rotation. I think redshirt freshman. He was with Red Morgan. He's in the same class as Red Morgan. Both those guys, Central Phoenix City. So Red played. Isaiah Funga, I believe, redshirted. Don't really know if he's gonna. Don't really think that he's got a clear path to cracking a defensive line rotation. But I think that he's one of these developmental guys that you get him another year or two, he will be a type to where you like that guy. So that's just my opinion on Isaiah Funga. I did get re-educated on how to say his name this past spring because I was saying Isaiah Faga. No, it's Isaiah Funga, like Tunga Vailoa. Right. So it's kind of, you got to take the Samoan into that. Isaiah Funga. And then Jay Lindsey, Patrician Academy, tight end. I mean, tight end's wide open,
that's
buddy.
Your workhorse right there.
We just lost Robbie Oots. We just lost, we need somebody to step into that dirty role.
I think it's going to be a handful of guys, maybe.
Wasn't he the only healthy tight end?
He was the guy doing the dirty work in spring. So I think that got probably buys him at least a little bit of grace with the coaching staff. So I imagine maybe he's getting, just a little bit of the nod in that battle maybe right now. Not sure exactly where he's going to wind up once we get to the fall. But you know, I think that Robbie Oates' role is probably going to be handled by a group of people as opposed to just one guy this year, but he might be a part of it. I would think he would be.
So remind me tomorrow. Chris sent us a list of a bunch of topics in our emails late last night, and I was like, oh, thank you. A lot of it is on the 512 or 511, the 4-2-2-2-1s, like the playoff model. You got Bill Connolly, who has projected what the football schedules would look like in a 9-game SEC schedule, basically says the top teams wouldn't feel it, the bottom teams would feel it hard. And so there's a lot to get into in football wise, but we did give you 2 hours yesterday, split it into two episodes. So make sure you check that out. The first hour and 20 is mostly baseball, NCAA regionals, reacting to our time in Hattiesburg. The last 40 minutes is football, defensive line. We took Dax on the voicemail on defensive line, so we kind of addressed Isaiah Funga a little bit already. Any famous 88s that I'm missing?
That's what we got. OJ Howard.
Oh,
and Ray Perkins.
Oh, well, Ray Perkins.
That's a pretty big one.
Yeah, that's a huge,
pretty big one,
man. Ray Perkins, Kalen DeBoer. Follows the man that follows the man. Kalen DeBoer was a wide receiver as well. Ray Perkins, wide receiver. Hopefully,
some parallels. You know,
the Alabama fan base gives Kalen DeBoer just a little more breathing room than they did to Ray Perkins after the coach after he took over for Coach Bryant. Man, okay, I met Ray Perkins later in his life a couple of different times, and was as kind as can be. But he and Coach Sanderson were good friends. And I think that he and Coach Sanderson had very, very similar demeanors, if you know what I mean. Very, very, maybe a little rough on the outside, but extremely nice at heart and good men. So that was a good experience meeting Ray Perkins a couple different times in his later years.
A little bit of a tough shell to crack, but once you do, you're in there.
Absolutely. So we appreciate everybody joining us. We appreciate you guys joining us all on Facebook, on Twitter, on the YouTube machines. We appreciate all the New Era wrestling fans who check out the show. We appreciate all the Alabama football fans and sports fans who are checking out New Era Wrestling. Mason, I guess you sent me a note right here. Did you watch Monday Night Raw last night?
I did not. I be honest with you.
It's fine. It's all good.
Yeah, I think I've watched one episode since WrestleMania.
They're sucking the life out of it.
I mean, it is like I just can't even bring myself to get interested anymore.
Right, they're sucking the life out of it. They took
what could have been such an amazing storyline, and they just plummeted it into the dirt. And now,
last night, so many. We want truth. We want truth. We want truth. All the whole 2.5 hours.
Yeah. I saw someone say, and I guess to anyone that doesn't know, R-Truth. Been in the WWE for as long as I can remember, was released, and Carlito was also informed, I think, that he will not be re-signed after his contract is expired. But I saw somebody say how, you know, talking about how funny it would be for whatever other promotion to sign R-Truth and then have him just randomly pop up in the background of some promos and just looking really confused. And then like he sees old WWE guys like, hey man, where you been? I missed you. that's what someone needs to do so bad.
The only way they can save it is if on Friday night, John Cena comes out and goes, I got R-Truth fired. Like they have, you had a layup, an absolute layup. You're trying to get people to care about the John Cena stuff.
Yeah.
You're trying to get people actually angry at John Cena. You're trying to make him actually a bad guy, but you have him and R-Truth. What, last Saturday, two Saturdays ago was Saturday night main event. You have Saturday Night Main Event where they're wrestling. You already know from a company standpoint, we're releasing R-Truth. Just say it's a career match. Yeah. Say it's a loser leaves town match. Or say it's R-Truth's career versus John Cena's title, blah, 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 sure. blah. And just put some real heat on it so everybody's booing the mess out of John Cena when that actually happens and, like, you actually feel something. Not on a Sunday morning when I'm driving to church seeing a tweet saying, sorry, guys, I hate to inform you that I'm being released. I love you, da-da-da, thank you so much. Like, that hurt me.
Yeah, I did not like that.
Like, tie it into a story I understand Carlito has just kind of been background character.
Sure. I totally
But you were just using him. You were just using R-Truth.
Yeah. Like, I get why these guys are being released. Like you said, they're both older guys, neither of which are really, like, main character types or anything like that. So I get it. but just make a story out of it. It's very, it's pretty simple to do. You don't have to put, you don't have to dedicate all of your writers to making some, you know, months long storyline for R-Truth's release. Just give us a week or two build up for it and give us something that's not, like you said, sitting in my, you know, sitting in my bed on Sunday morning or whatever and scrolling through Twitter and I see, oh, R-Truth got released. That sucks. Like, it's just so lame. It really feels like they're just, I don't know, fumbling the bag here.
My crackpot theory is that Triple H didn't like R-Truth confusing Tommaso Ciampa with Triple H. You remember that? Triple H every time, and then he would confuse Gargano with Shawn Michaels. He'd be like, y'all are DX. No, but he's like, no, they don't even hold our candles.
Oh. I don't know what you're doing, Triple H, but either if you are doing this, you need to take your hands off of it and let the professional writers handle it, or if you're not doing it, you need to get your hands on it and take a hold of what's happening.
So Raw was okay last night. It was all right. It was C plus-ish or so. But I'm seriously thinking about Wednesday nights and Saturday nights, giving my time to AEW for real. I'm dead serious.
Everything I saw from what was their main...
Dude, Double or Nothing was insane.
It looked like it was absolutely ridiculous.
They had Anarchy in their arena, which was 6-on-6. It was 5 men and 1 woman on each team. And they went all through this place, wherever they were. You had a guy lifted up on a forklift, right? He's on a forklift, and the forklift operator lifts him all the way up, and he jumps off the forklift onto people. Like, it was nuts. The entire, oh my gosh, that exploding table. Like, okay, yes, I will acknowledge it's a little less family friendly than WWE, but it was bonkers. Was what every word for bananas, for wild, for insane, was just coming to my brain as they were. One of the ladies had a big old earring. They locked a chain. They fished a chain through her earring and like hooked her to the ring post, so she couldn't
go nowhere.
So she couldn't get back involved with it. And she's all like, "Oh, help me, help!" And I was just like, "What are they doing?" And the crowds were, "Some, please help Willow, please help." They're chanting, "Please help her!" And they get over and unlock her and all that. It was just an unbelievable. Like, when I saw 4.5 hours on the on the chart, I was like, oh, I don't know if this is going to be worth 4.5 hours. It was. I did split it in two sessions. It was.
Doing big things over there, seems like. We just got to get the story up. You got to get the storytelling up a little bit. I think
they're working it.
They're getting there, seems like. You know, they've had, I think, the product, the wrestling and stuff has been good. If the storyline's been lacking, whereas WWE, it's kind of been the other way around. But now it seems like we're going to a point where WWE has nothing and TNA is starting to get AEW is starting to get everything.
So Tony Khan, I'll be paying attention to you on Wednesday. I will be recording Money in the Bank and I'll be at New Era Wrestling on Saturday.
They gotta do like I need somebody else to do a weird shaped ring. You know, I need another like hexagon ring or maybe a triangle. Would a triangle work? It might be tough, but and it's something I always thought the hexagon ring was cool. Need somebody to do something. Maybe just a circle. You know, and you just put them in a cage every match, like the octagon.
Love it. We love it, Mason. You're gonna get into some recruiting later in the day. We're gonna come back to playoff format. We'll come back to Know Your Enemy on Wednesday. Oh, who do we want to pick? Who do you want to pick? Do you want to pick? We did the cupcakes. We knocked out the cupcakes last week. Do you want to go right to Florida State? Do you want to go to Wisconsin? Or do you want to go LSU?
I feel like let's save Florida State, and maybe if we can line it up, let's have that be the one that we do like right before
the last one. Right. Okay. I love that. Do you want to go Auburn? Do we want to go South Carolina?
We can do South Carolina. I've seen some ramblings about South Carolina on my timeline this week. I'm not sure. I don't remember who it was, but I saw someone picking South Carolina as your SEC champion and Lenore Sellers as a Heisman winner. I thought that was it's getting a bit ridiculous now.
When I think South Carolina, I think the black and white spiral with like the toad, the evil like, hypno toad.
Wasn't that TCU their title run that year? So. I think. Title
run. I just think of Sandstorm and just like hypnosis and mind control. I don't want to go over there. Williams-Brice Stadium this year. Actually, I do, Chris. Please send me on that trip. Please send me on that trip. Because nice
looking field.
Because I want to sit the entire time, like, in the inside the mind control and just, like, trance out with Lenora Sellers. See if it's, that's why Shane Beamer keeps punching things, because he's not even, like, in control of his own brain.
Yeah,
he's just like reacting. It's just like in the trance and in the flow.
They've done some experimental procedure where every time he walks, it's like Severn. You know, he walks into Williams-Brice Stadium and he just locks in.
So we'll do South Carolina tomorrow. Perfect. Thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate you subscribing to the show on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Spotify. We appreciate you hanging out with us on YouTube. Check us out on the Bama Central YouTube channel. Lots of great content on the Bama Central YouTube channel as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central and BamaCentral.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's edition of the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. Keep up with Joe on all his social media pages at JoeGaither6. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and be sure to read us daily at BamaCentral.com.
This Black Friday, the holidays start early at Kirkland's Home. Beginning Wednesday, November 26th, enjoy 40% off the entire store. From cozy decor to gifts that bring joy, Kirkland's Home has everything you need to make the season bright. Shop in store at participating locations or online at kirklands.com. Hurry, these savings won't last long. Kirkland's Home, where holiday style and savings come together.